This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's gone a-looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout, and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I can comfortably say this, after all the years of working in Major League Baseball, all the years working in the NFL, all the years working in the NBA, that was the greatest game of my career right there. Be associated with that was straight awesome. 11-2, the A's win. All Johnny, all the bad streaks are gone. I don't want to hear when's the last time we had a home run. I don't want to hear when the last time you won a road game. It's all just like a good rain. It just all washed away down the street, and it just feels so good to get a victory and to not talk about the negativity.
Oh, Downey, I'm elated.
It's really like the Super Bowl.
It is. I'm telling you, I am as excited about this win more than any other win. I'm totally with you. 11 runs, 15 hits. They got it going. Cap battled, and offensively, how about Jace Peterson? Wow. 5 for 5 with 2 home runs. He drove in 5 runs. I just love the at-bats they had against Keller. I mean, everybody said, oh, Keller, you'll lose game 2. Everybody said, oh, you'll lose game 2. It's Keller. Okay, well, the A's proved that to be wrong, and, I mean, everybody hit. It was really fun. The irony is, here you have Ruiz 0 for 6, and he's been the best clutch hitter the A's have, so that's a great sign for the A's. I mean, you look at what Noda did, his great at-bats. Rooker hit a home run on an 0-2 pitch. Diaz with the 2 hits. Brownie had a triple. Blade with the big double. It was all the way around. It was awesome. Jonah Bry with 2 hits as well.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't realize this. Their first career multi-home run game of Jace Peterson's career.
That's fantastic.
I mean, that's to go 5 for 5 with 2 two-run shots. And that's the thing, like, you know, you bring up the struggles of everybody and how much time and effort they put into this, and night after night you keep losing, right? You've lost all these road games in a row, so it's making being on the road and being in the hotels miserable. You know, you're putting in all this work. So not only is this something that is huge for the players, it's just one win, but this, you had to get something on the road to end this 15-game losing streak on the road. It's also big for the coaching staff. These guys they're wearing it. They're taking it home every single day. I thought today's victory felt really good. And you mentioned Cap, and there was a moment right out of the gate, right? Double, walk, you're thinking, oh boy. And James Kaprielian is learning how to pitch with what he has. He doesn't have the same stuff he had at UCLA. He doesn't have the same stuff that he had when he was a first-round pick by the New York Yankees. And Tommy John and all the other surgeries. But what he is, he's 29, he's older, and he's learning how to use and be successful what he's got. And Johnny, you saw that at PNC Park tonight.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. Because, look, he could have folded after that double play ball was not turned by Jace in the first inning. And he didn't. He picked up. I told Alex between the break, I said, now it's time for Cap to pick up Jace. And he did. And, you know, look, he got Connor Joe to foul out in the first inning, and then Josh Palacios to fly out to the center field. And that kind of changed the momentum. And then Langeliers hits that home run in the top of the second, and it changed everything. I really believe that. I think that the momentum completely shifted in the game. But you're right, Cap battled despite walking 5 and only striking out 1. He allowed just 4 hits and found a way to wiggle out of those jams. And I give Cap a lot of credit for battling tonight, and they're going to be a big celebration at clubhouse tonight, Downey. It's going to be fun.
And late in the game, and it's something that the game was already in doubt, but it's something he needed, something positive happen, because Brent Rooker's been awful. He's been absolutely awful. He has just been a strikeout machine. He's staring 0-for-4, hitting that two-run shot. I know it was a groove fastball, but he needed something positive to finally happen, and it happened in the eighth.
Oh, he needed that badly. He's been grinding, and it's been tough. It's been a tough stretch for him, and we all know just ever since, it's really started in that series in New York where he just really started to struggle, and he hasn't kind of got back on track since. So maybe this will get him going. And we always hear that expression, and you know from playing ball, you talk about hitting being contagious. It's absolutely true that it's contagious sometimes. And we saw that tonight. And just I talked to Alex about it, and I talked to you about it. Just they needed a blowout win. They needed to bury somebody. When it was 5-2, I said they need to add on, and they did. They added two more to make it 7-2. Then they added more. So just the ability to add on, the ability to bury this club tonight, the ability to beat their best pitcher, who everybody's talking about, he'll be a Cy Young Award winner or whatever. It was really a monumental win for this club, and hopefully a turning point, not so much as, oh, we're going to win 4 in a row or 8 in a row or 10 of 11, but just to get, as you said, a positive mindset for tonight in that clubhouse and carry that over into the next day.
I'm going to end with this, because we love Ruiz. We've talked a lot about Ruiz, and it's been, as you mentioned, he's been very good at times with runners in scoring position. He leads the big leagues in stolen bases, but Ruiz's OPS is 658. That's not very good. Yep. And the guy we're not talking about, and you know how much I've loved him since spring training, and
yes,
I've been Ryan Nota's OPS right now is 861.
Yeah.
That is of an all-star type player. Now, a lot of it is walks, but now that he's starting to hit for power, hit doubles, 861 for a rookie first baseman, and the difference between him and Ruiz is that he does play great defense. Ryan Nota is becoming very, very impressive. Not a lot of people are talking about it, but Ryan Nota, the start of his year, now entering into June. Wow, you have to admit, very impressive.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, people in the A's organization are talking about it, because you look at OBP coming into play at 403, and he added two. And look, he walked in the first. He doubled and scored in the third. He singled in the sixth, on base three times in five plate appearances in this game. He just keeps getting on base. 40 walks, Towny. 40 walks already. So when you talk about everybody's talking about the candidates for Rookie of the Year, he's got to be in that breath, especially his average up to 250 now. It's going to keep climbing, hopefully. But, yeah, no, he's a guy with his good defense and what he brings to that clubhouse and what he's doing offensively. Yes, he's got to be part of the conversation now. And he's been doing it. You see that kind of momentum that this team is getting, and Nota is a big, big part of that. So I'm excited to see where he ends up, because, look, we're only – we are 63 games into this season, Town. You have 99 games left. 99 games left. So a lot of baseball to be played. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he continues to do offensively and defensively.
Drinks for everybody.
There we go, Townie. Thanks, brother.
Have a good night.
All right, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if you've been following this thing, God bless you. And if you've been following this thing, you know how I feel about Nota. Now, these are the game notes from earlier today. 2-for-3 and 2 walks yesterday. Now has a .403 on base percentage, which is 7th best in the majors. 39 walks. We're not talking about rookies. We're talking about Ryan Nota has one of the best. Got to go check it. He's now with his 2-for-4 day and a walk on base three more times. Ryan Nota, through 63 games, has a .408 on base percentage. .408. Yes. Ruiz, Este Uri Ruiz, has been very intriguing. He's got the ability to hit. He's got the ability to steal bases. I get it. We loved it. And we're still hoping that because didn't get a stolen base today. But as of today, Ruiz was on pace for 76 stolen bases. That's incredible. It'll be the rookie record in the American League. But I'm telling you, as everybody's talking about Ruiz, unfortunately, 0 for 6 today. It drops him down to 260. And he doesn't have a very good on-base percentage because he doesn't walk. Ryan Nota is someone to really start looking at. If he starts to hit with some power, you start talking about a guy that's got over 8. I mean, at 861 now is super high. I mean, that puts him with some of the better players in the league. It's impressive. By the way, our good friend David Don is texting me that ESPN is reporting this is the first time an A's player has gone, 5 for 5 with 2 two-run shots, I believe, since 1969. That would be the greatness and the Hall of Famer, Reginald Martinez Jackson. Wow, we got to look into that. Robert, back in the studio. We got to look into that. Did Jace Peterson do something tonight that we haven't seen since before a lot of us were even born? The great Reggie Jackson, one of the greatest players in the history of the game, to do it back in 1969? We'll talk about that and your phone calls, 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Chevron with Techron has unbeatable engine cleaning power, and it gives you unbeatable mileage for all kinds of unbeatable destinations, like time in the sun at the beach, or time in the sun riding roller coasters, or a day in the sun hiking mountains. Well, probably just one mountain would be enough for a day, but hiking a mountain is still an unbeatable choice for how to spend time. Download the Chevron app now to get unbeatable mileage at locations near you.
Plate. Young delivers the pitch. That swung on. Did he do it again? A drive to deep right. Palacios looks up, and Jace Peterson is 5 for 5 with 2 home runs, a 2-run shot, and it's 11-2 A's. Have a night, Jace Peterson. 5 for 5, 5 RBIs, and the A's lead 11-2.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All right, we're trying to find out exactly what this is that he did. I'm assuming. Let me see if I can go to. I'm assuming that it's 5 for 5 with 2 two-run shots. But I don't know. All I know is this. It looks like Jace Peterson has done something that hasn't been done since Reggie Jackson with the A's, trying to get confirmation as we speak. Problem is, when the team's on the road, we don't have all the PR people, we don't have game notes, we don't have all that beautiful stuff that we normally have. So I'm scouring ESPN as we speak to try and find what I was texted, and I cannot find it. All right, hold on. Maybe I got something here. No. They show a link to a story. Peterson, 2 homers, helped beat the Pirates in 15-game skid. And then you click on it and it has no link. All right, hopefully we will find it, but who cares? I mean, yes, I do care. It'll be great. Great, a great note for this game, but, I mean, how good was this? Just to make you feel better. Just to end this losing streak. But to do it in a way where everything worked. When we talk about a season where nothing works, Or one day it's the hitting and not the pitching. Then it's the pitching and not the hitting. And nothing. And one day the defense is great, but then another day the defense is not great. Everything was there tonight. Other than Jace Peterson booting the ball early in the first, which you saw that and you went, Well, he made up for it. Jace, I apologize for what I said on my couch watching this game when you booted that ball in the bottom of the first inning, because you clearly made up for it going 5-for-5 with not one but two home runs and both being two-run shots. And for a veteran guy, these veteran guys, you know, we said it last night, you know, you want to see them play well so you can move them. And you want to see them play well because, you know what, they came in with a responsibility to help the team get better. And they've all been bad. Well, maybe, just maybe, they turn it around and you start winning some games. Right? Alem Mestias, 2-for-4. Peterson, 5-for-5. Brownie had a double and some RBI, had a double and an RBI in this one. Rooker, hopefully getting back on track with a two-run shot. I mean, getting the 28 and older, especially the 30-year-old crowd, get them going. It's why you're here. Great to see Langeliers. That was a big-time bomb to center field. Good to see him getting going. I mean, everybody had a hit except Ruiz. I mean, really, the story, if you said, okay, what is the story? If we broke down the story tonight, obviously story number one is Peterson. Story number two is Caprellian. Story number three, ending the bad streak. That's how it would go in my order. One, two, three. What are the stories of the night at 833-625-2278? For me, Peterson, Caprellian, end of the losing streak. Can't say enough about James. James went out there and battled, man. Battled. It's not easy. I mean, you think about it. You're going out there as a starting pitcher tonight, and the team behind you has lost 15 straight road games. The team behind you is 4-15 in interleague play. You think you got a lot of confidence? But you know what the guy does? And I've talked to James Caprellian about this, about being the guy. And in his life, he's always wanted to be the guy. Well, when you want to be the man, you walk out of that bullpen from warming up and you walk into that dugout and you tell everybody, not tonight. Not tonight. We're winning tonight. And I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to shut these guys down. You do your part, I'll do my part. That's how this game works. Not tonight. And that's what James did. Was there traffic? Of course there's traffic. You have 5 walks, 4 hits, there's traffic. But you know what? I shut her down. 6 innings, 2 runs. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I want to see more of James. If this is the new James, and oh yeah, hey, the wind doesn't matter. Go take, you know what? Where's Commander Cody? He's in Pittsburgh. I want Commander Cody to go into that clubhouse and tell James Caprellian that wind doesn't matter. I want Amelia Schimmel, the voice of the Coliseum, who tells me winds, I don't care about wind. Go tell James Caprellian tonight that wind doesn't matter. All the sabermetricians, go tell Caprellian tonight that thing didn't matter to him, and he'd laugh at you. He earned that tonight, and he helped his team, and he helped break the streak. All right, let's go to Road Trip Mike. Road Trip in Pittsburgh. Got a victory tonight, Road Trip.
Yes, we did. We got a good one. It was nice to see Cap throw over 100 pitches and battle. And a couple of times after that that ground ball went through Peterson's legs in the first inning, he could have pulled it right then, but he buckled down and went after it. Then another thing I saw tonight was during batting practice, they all seemed a lot looser tonight. They seemed looser. They were getting better swings, and the ball was flying off the bat a lot better. So this might be a corner. I'm hoping it is, but their swings looked a lot better. And have you been to the Roberto Clemente Museum?
No, but they showed video of it on NBC Sports California. I talked to Johnny Dosco about going to it earlier today. It sounds phenomenal.
It was. I was over there today, and they were very gracious. It was a good tour, very knowledgeable, and they even let me go downstairs where the players go and have their private cocktails. They were very, very nice, and it's a must-stop. You must go there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We saw the video, and it looks impressive. You know, because, you know, we were talking about Roberto Clemente because everybody looks like everybody, you know, a couple of the players and the broadcasters and everybody went over there today, and Commander Cody went over there today. And, you know, for Roberto Clemente road trip, he died the year I was born. So I never got to see him play. I've only seen videos. I've read up a lot about him. I know what a special just person he was, let alone a incredible player that has he had an unbelievable hands. He was a front foot hitter, a lot like Hank Aaron. And to be a front foot hitter, you've got to have unbelievable strong hands to hit off your front foot because all your weight's coming forward. He had what they consider one of the greatest throwing arms of all time out in right field. I know a lot about Roberto Clemente, but I never got to see him play.
And that's a shame. And the way he passed away, you know, and they explained that in the plane wreck, that the guy was basically a crook that was flying the plane and that bought the plane, everything else. So it was doomed from get start. And that's a shame to take a person like that, because the one thing I got out of the tour today out of anything is he was a better person than a ball player. How is that possible? He was a great ball player. And when you're considered a better person, that I wish I would have seen him play more.
Well, you talk to any of the older players who have ever received the Roberto Clemente Award, and you talk to Dave Stewart about it. We've talked to Steve Garvey about it. You know, you talk about these guys who have great highlights in their career, like winning World Series, but they talk about the honor and what it means to be the Roberto Clemente Award winner. You talked to Dave Stewart about it, talked to Steve Garvey. We've had him on the program and talked to him about it. It means everything to them because they knew who Roberto, you know, the players now, I'm sure it means a lot, but they didn't know Clemente. The guys who knew and played against Clemente, at least, I mean, someone like Garvey played against him. Like, you know, like how special of a man Roberto Clemente was.
I guess the only way I can describe it is this. The first time I walked into Yankee Stadium, it was a different feeling. It was a cathedral. You felt different going in there. And I haven't ever felt that until today when I walked into that museum. You get a feeling and a presence of something that just is so strong just being there. It's an experience well worth going to.
Well, road trip, sometimes we have to live our lives through you.
Well, I appreciate that, Townie, because following the A's and having this is a dream come true, and I'm having the time of my life getting to see things I never thought of, and these players, you know, they're keeping their heads up, they're pushing forward. I'm having the time of my life.
That is awesome. Good luck, road trip. I'm actually going on vacation myself on Friday, road trip, so I'll be back next Thursday.
Okay, so I won't talk to you till after Cleveland then.
All righty. I'll be back now. Well, I'll be back next. Is it Cleveland after Tampa?
No, after this, they go home. Or after Milwaukee, they go home. And then when they come back, they come to Cleveland and go to Toronto.
All right, I'm looking at the schedule. Okay, so you're going back on the – you're going to Cleveland?
Yeah, I'll be in Cleveland and then on into Toronto.
You sure you're going to go to Cleveland?
Yeah, I know it. I know it, it's a tough town.
You sure you're going? Yeah, I'm not. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's great. I don't know if I need to go again. All right, road trip. I'll talk to you in Cleveland.
Okay, talk to you. Take care, Downey. Have a good vacation.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that I'm going on vacation. Normally, I don't say this because it's next man up. It's always next man up. But I know some stuff is going to be going on while I'm gone. This is just one of those deals where my wife's a teacher. She's just gone through a really long year. My kids are just getting out of school. My wife is on me about being a workaholic. And I'm like, all right, we'll take a couple days. And my boss, Dallaire, is such a good man, and he's allowing me to take a few days. And obviously it's been a hard season. So I'm just going to go away for a little bit to Hawaii, decompress, and come back, and we'll have the All-Star break, and then, you know, we'll be ready to rock. And but I'm not going to be here, and I don't want people to think I'm ducking stuff. I'm not ducking anything. This was planned before, so I'll be back tomorrow though. After I'm doing TV on NBC Sports California in the morning, early morning, and then I'll be back on the post game after the TV tomorrow. Ryan Noda with Alex. We got Noda and Jensen. All righty, Ryan Noda, Alex Jensen, after this great win, 11-2.
A's Clubhouse Show continues as the A's defeat the Pirates 11-2 on this Tuesday night in Pittsburgh. We're joined by A's first baseman Ryan Noda. And Ryan, a nice breakout performance from your offense tonight against a tough right-hander. But what's the feeling up and down the lineup 1-9 when you guys are having the type of at-bats that you did?
It's fun, you know, watching everybody. You know, I think almost everybody today had a hit, so that's awesome, you know. And Jay stepped up big time for us. I think, 5 for 5, 2 homers, that's huge. Jonah driving a nice run when we needed it, you know, break things open a little bit. So, you know, it's just fun watching everybody, you know, get good swings off, you know, doing the right things. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep building off today.
Yeah, obviously it's been a tough start to the year, but I feel like you guys started to build some momentum offensively in Miami against a tough trio of right-handers. I feel like you had some really good at-bats, especially in that Saturday and Sunday games against Perez and Alcantara. Do you feel like you've carried some momentum here to Pittsburgh on the offensive side?
Yeah, definitely 100%. You know, Miami pitched us pretty well. They got some good arms. You know, they hit their spots pretty well. And we were just sticking to our plan, you know. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But, you know, we brought that same energy here. And, you know, tonight we did a job. You know, we got stuff done, and we're just going to keep building off that.
Talking with Ryan Noda, who had 2 hits, another walk tonight. You know, take me through your approach at the plate. Obviously, you take so many borderline pitches. It was a frustrating night behind the plate last night, as we saw with Marcate's ejection. But your approach against a tough pitcher like Keller, what are you trying to accomplish?
I'm just trying to see it in the zone. You know, he's a good pitcher. He's one of the best in the league. And, you know, 3 fastballs and a nice breaking ball. Just try to get him in the zone, heart of the zone. You know, force him to, you know, bring it to me. And, you know, just stick to my approach. And, you know, today it worked out.
What was the plan team-wide? What was the plan going into today's game against Keller, who's obviously been really tough this year?
Just get the next man up. You know, have good at-bats. You know, get on. You know, do the little things. And, you know, we always say, you know, keep the train going, keep the train going, get the next man up. And today we did that. And, you know, it's fun. You know, we just trust everyone behind us, and we're going to keep trusting everyone behind us. And we're just going to keep going off of it. We're going to build off today. And, you know, I think today's a good breaking point for us.
Cap gets the win tonight. I know he would tell you that, you know, he wasn't exactly where he wanted to be command-wise. J.P. Sears would probably tell you the same thing. But both those guys really competed and gave you guys some length. Cap getting through 6 tonight. What can you say about the job that he did?
Huge. You know, Cap's one of our guys. And, you know, he's a bulldog out there. Even if he doesn't have his stuff, he's going to bring it every single time he's on the mound. And, you know, he was getting fired up from us, you know, getting jobs done at the plate. So when we bring the energy at the plate, he's going to bring it even more on the mound. And we see that. You know, he plays for us, and we play for him. So it was huge, you know, for him to go 6 and just battle through a little bit of command issues early. But, man, tip my cap off to him, man.
And the bullpen coming in, giving you guys shutdown innings, and you're able to add on later in this game, taking some momentum into tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Sammy Long came in, you know, did a great job. And then Trevor May came in to shut the door. You know, that's all we asked. You know, what, we used two guys out of the pen today. Yeah. That's huge. So tomorrow we got a pretty full pen, and, you know, we're ready to go.
Ryan Noda, appreciate your time. Congrats on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, that's A's first baseman Ryan Noda here on the A's Clubhouse Show as the A's defeat the Pirates by the final of 11-2 here at PNC Park. Townie, back to you.
833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. All right, 5 for 5, two dingers. Eric Chavez did it back in 2005. So what Jace Peterson did, we haven't seen since 2005. I don't know where the Reggie Jackson thing's coming in. But remember, always remember this. Don't ever let facts get in the way of a good story. If you went to journalism school, you know what I'm talking about. The number is 833-625-2278. A's with the win over the Buccos. They're not raising the Jolly Roger tonight. Greg Brown, by the way, the voice of the Pirates, joined us earlier today on A's Cast Live, the man who invented Raise the Jolly Roger. You hear it if you watch MLB Network, Quick Pitch. They do the highlights. Great man. Love having him on. Talking about his days from Three Rivers all the way to PNC Park. Raise the Jolly Roger. It's one of the great calls at the end of a game. But we're talking to you next. We got stuff to talk about. Everybody had a hit. Other than Esty, but that's fine. Everybody had a hit. We can talk about everybody tonight. Everybody. Come on. Greatest win of all time. 11-2. 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me, comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues, look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the A's, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for the Pirates. Can't quite close the book on Keller yet. He's responsible for Peterson. Here's a ground ball, a little chopper to the pitcher. No one's covering first. Everybody's safe, and it's 5-2 Oakland. Wow. Pirates kind of unraveling here in this sixth inning. It was a high chopper from Noda, and the pitcher, Ramirez, fielded it, looked over there. There was no one at first base because Joe was coming in.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
How many times do I have to say, just put the ball in play? How many times?
The data doesn't lie.
Thank you. It's like the other day in Miami when... I got to look this up. Nick Allen... What day was that? Nick Allen in Miami. Yes, third inning. The other day in Miami, when the A's lost 7-5, Nick Allen in the third inning put a bunt down, got an RBI, and no one covered first, so he got a base hit. Why? Because he put the ball in play. You put the ball in play, the defense has to be able to pick it up, catch it, pick it up, throw it. Somebody else has to catch it. You make people play the actual game. Okay? We love numbers. We love talking about all these different numbers, but there's an actual game to be played, and people have to execute. And when you make them execute, they make mistakes. Why? Because they're human beings. You know when you don't make people execute is when you sit up there and strike out over and over and over again. When you put the ball in play, you make defenses have to make plays. What happened? As we said the other day, Nick Allen lays down a bunt, got a base at RBI. What happened today? High chopper, Ryan Nota, runs to first. Oh, looky, there's nobody there covering. So he gets a base hit, an RBI. I talk about all the time, it's a game of math, right? So look at everything that happened in this one at-bat for Ryan Nota. He got a base hit, which helps his average. He got an RBI, so that's a stake he gets to put into the RBI column. And he's on base, and it proves his on-base percentage. All because of just putting wood on ball. It's a game of math, folks. You put the ball in play, you get hits, your math just keeps getting better. How do you get your OPS and your OPS plus, your weighted runs created plus? How do you improve your WAR? How do you do all of that? You got to do stuff because it all adds up. And when you don't do it, then it doesn't add up. It's pretty simple. All he had to do was put the ball in play and look at all the good stuff that happens. Now, sometimes and a lot of times, but baseball is a game of failure. It won't always work. But let me tell you something. Anybody in the world can defend a strikeout. Strikeouts are easy. Nobody does anything. They just stand there and watch you swing and miss. But you put the ball in play and people have to actually play defense. And let's not forget, a lot of these teams, they're not great defensively because they don't work at it. They're lazy. Big leaguers are lazy. That's why the Rays are so good. The Rays defense every single day. That's why I have so much respect for them and they're tough to beat because the little things, they focus on the little things every single day. When you focus on the little, we talked to Ron Washington about it. When you focus on the little things every single day, you become tough to beat. Let's go to the Mahler. Milwaukee Mahler is on the line from Pittsburgh. How was the game tonight, Mahler? It looked like one of the greatest games ever played.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the World Series, brother.
I know. I feel like we should all get a ring. We should all get World Series rings for this game.
Yeah. I think all we're going to put is a pretzel on our finger. That's it.
I'll take it.
What a difference. I mean, first of all, I got to tip my cap to Caprillion for gutting that out, man. I was critical of him at times, and then he went down to Vegas. He's been fighting hard coming back, you know, and it's starting to show. And I'm glad that the team rallied behind him. And dude, the sticks tonight, they were putting the wood on the ball, brother. I'm telling you, can they build off this though? Are we going to go back to building blocks when we go to Milwaukee? Tell me I dropped it.
You dropped, but you're now back.
Okay, I'm here. All right.
I heard Milwaukee.
Yeah, can they build on this going into Milwaukee? That's what I want to know. This has got to pump them up.
Mahler, don't put the cart before the horse. Just enjoy what you saw tonight.
Yeah, I saw a lot of good stuff. How about Jace Peterson?
I know.
Holy mackerel.
It was incredible.
Awesome.
I mean,
I brought my son down tonight, and we were calling it all day. It's like, dude, base hit. Matt goes, oh, he got to go yard. Boom, there it goes.
Well, you got to remember, most guys who play Major League Baseball will not have a two-home run game and will not go 5 for 5. So what he did tonight is something that you don't really see in guys' career. It's very – we haven't seen this for an Oakland A since 2005. You want to talk about going back, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
See, here my, kids were born.
You brought it up. But the bullpen looking good, you know. I mean, they handled it pretty good. Pirates are a good team. I give them credit. I don't watch them a lot. And they're a pretty good team. I have to give them a little credit there. Hopefully they can build on that because, you know what, Pittsburgh and Oakland, despite the stadium, there's a lot of similarities with ownership and things like that in the way they run. And I listen to Pittsburgh talk radio, and it sounds like I'm listening to Oakland talk radio sometimes. And I mean, it really does.
Well, if you want to talk about two cities being connected, one of the greatest rivalries, especially in the 70s, was Raiders-Steelers.
You got that right. I was in middle school when all that was going on, so, yeah.
That was pure greatness. Yeah. When you talk about some of the greatest moments in the National Football League, you look at the Immaculate Reception, which obviously didn't go the Raiders' way, but you think about historical games, you think about historical players, you think of all the Hall of Famers, all the Pro Bowlers, all the great players that played in Raiders Steelers. I mean, basically, you know, you knew that the AFC going to the Super Bowl was going through Oakland or Pittsburgh. It was a great time in football. Unfortunately, the Steelers got the best of the Raiders a lot of times, but still, when you think back of great football, you'll always think of Raiders Steelers.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, and there are Raider fans here in the area because I worked with a few.
There's
of them.
Raider fans everywhere. I can tell you, yep. They're all over the world. I traveled with the Raiders. Everywhere you go, there's Raider fans. They're everywhere.
Oh, I mean, diehard too. Yeah, I agree. But hey, great game. Let's win the series tomorrow. And once again, thanks all the A's fans that showed out tonight. I saw right field Will again, and he's like, he just praising how they all came out. And a little side note there, I didn't know Dallas Braden knew a guy that I used to wrestle with. He was at the card tonight, Corey Graves from he's an announcer for the WWE.
Yeah.
I used to work for the promotion his dad ran. And Corey was called Sterling James Keenan back then. I mean, I remember when he broke into the business. So I was sitting right next to him a couple rows up, and I hadn't seen him since he left to go to the WWE, you know, like, I don't know, what, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, Commander Cody
said –
and
here he turns out he knows Dallas.
Commander Cody said he was talking to him tonight. And I was like, oh, really? Amazing
yeah,
who you see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah it's good night, so – hey, let's get it tomorrow and move on to Milwaukee.
All right, Mueller.
Them Brewers.
All right, I love it. We're all fired up. Win all of them. Not lose again this year. Maybe this is the game that changes everything. Whether it is or not, I don't care. I'm going to enjoy every minute of this game. This was awesome. If you're going to watch a game and keep score and watch your team kick the crap out of another team after everything you've been going through, home runs, the losing streak is over, the homerless drought is over, the losing streak, what we're talking about, just not the 5-game losing streak of the A's, but 15 straight on the road. Got to give credit to the great Brody Brazil on NBC Sports California, by the way. He called it. As I got done with my pregame, A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron, when I walked into the house and it was at the very end, Brody predicted this tonight. Brody's on a hot streak right now. Get Brody rolling some dice. He's rolling hot. And then he's smart, he's veteran movies taking tomorrow off. Early game. I'm filling in for him. Whoa, 9 a.m. in the morning. Everybody get up early. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Oh, by the way, something to kind of, you know, I'm not going to hang my hat on it. I'm just going to mention it. I'm going to mention it, you know, plant the seed, water it. Let's see how it grows. Bullpen's been a lot better lately. I'm not saying great, but they were so bad, that everybody who came in, and like the bullpen wasn't great yesterday, right? I can look, it wasn't great. But, you know, if you just start kind of looking like lately, bullpen's been better. Definitely has been better. It's been what? Competitive. And getting back to my compete meter. I almost forgot about that. My compete meter. What's the compete meter? I want to know if the team's competing. Can't always go off wins and losses. We've tried that, and it's led to a horrific record. But I want to know if they're competing. And that is a way that I can judge everybody. I can judge your body language. I can judge your effort. Score may not always go your way, but doesn't mean you can't play hard. Doesn't mean you can't be competitive. You could go 0-162 and play hard every night. Takes nothing to have effort. Everybody can have effort. So I said in June, we're going to start the compete meter. Did they compete tonight? First two games of June, they did not compete. It was terrible. It was a travesty. Last three games, they've been competitive. They've competed. They're 3-2 right now in the compete meter. Once again, it has nothing to do with winning or losing. Did they compete? And they've definitely done that. And you get the victory tonight. So now the compete meter in June is 3-2. I feel, you know what, as much as we talk about players, I feel really good for the coaches. I know they're struggling. I mean, they're wearing it. And remember, when you're a coach, when your players are striking out, when your pitchers are giving up dingers, when your pitches are walking people, as a coach, you're living and dying with your players, but you can't control it. You're not playing. So you got to sit there and you watch agony. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Scott Emerson watching all these guys walk people? How do you sleep at night? I have trouble sleeping at night. Some of these losses I've had, me, and I'm not in uniform. And it bugs me. As you guys all know, I talk about I got to go for a walk around the park across the street from my house. I come home from the game or like after a game, I'm like, it just losing bugs me. That's why I came up with the compete meter, because I want to stop talking about the record. So if it bugs me, can you imagine? You know, everybody, you guys all want to talk ballpark, everybody out there. I get it. But some of us, we still got to grind the everyday grind of the team and the games and the players and the decisions. It's tough, and that's why a win like this, I feel good for the coaches, for all the work they put in. Can you imagine putting in all this work, and you're 12-50 going into today? Now 13-50, which is good. All right, the number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
Who's feeling pretty confident about the SUV they drive? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
We're a family of six, and our Honda is definitely like our number seven. It's a part of our family.
My Honda CR-V has beauty, brains, and talent.
From the fuel-efficient CR-V hybrid to the rugged Passport to the three-row Pilot, there's a Honda SUV for every style of NorCal driver. All on sale now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep, hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
What'd you pitch? That swung on a fly ball to left field. That's it. Well, going back for it is Reynolds at the track, at the wall, leaps up, and it is gone. A home run for Rooker, and the A's lead 9-2. It's a Rooker with a home run, and for Brent, that's his 12th of the year. RBI's 33-34. The A's have a 7-run lead here in the eighth.
And the third home run for the Athletics tonight after not homering since May 29th. Three balls have left the yard, starting with Langelier's solo shot. How good is that to see for Brent Rooker, who, of course, has been, he raises his arms in celebration with the Thor hammer as he gets to the A's dugout. Capitalized on a mistake from DeYoung, little cutter out over the plate, and maybe that'll start to unlock something for him.
Yeah, that's called fact. And I'm going to be very happy about it, about tonight, no question. But we're also going to be honest. I'm worried about Rooker, because this drop has just been hard. The numbers. I mean, he was so good that you look at the numbers and you go, well, you know, he's hitting 261. He's got an 869 OPS. I mean, that's good, right? 12 home runs. You're like, yeah. But none of that has really come lately. It's been a long time. He was that hot. He was so hot. And then the last month plus been bad. So this is so good to see with Rooker, because they're still batting him third, and it's like, I mean, he's dropped like a stone. I mean, if he has a like if he has another bad week or two, you're talking about a guy that's going to drop over 100 points in batting average. You're talking about a guy who's going to drop over 200 points in OPS. I mean, seriously, it's dropping like a stone. So that's why it was good. Like, if he doesn't get a hit there, now we're talking, my God, he's 0 for 5. And it's like, I mean, he's hitting under since that magical moment when he was at MLB Network with Mark DeRosa, and he was doing, you know, they're looking at his swing, and he was showing, you know, this great confidence, and he was showing, and you know, he looked like he could be a TV guy, and he's personality. Since that time, he's hit under 200. Maybe it's the curse of MLB Network. But he's a guy that you'd love to see. You'd like to get that story going. Can he get hot again? Because if he can't, once again, that's one of the guys, you know, we're at some point going to be looking for ways to get young guys at bats. So guys got to get out of the way. It's either hit or get out of the way. Got to do one or the other. He earned the right, but he's now, unfortunately, earning the right. He's earning his way out of the lineup. So that was good to see him at least get a two-run shot in there towards the end of the game, because I can't imagine if I was coming on tonight going, oh, my God, he's 0 for 5. I mean, once again, the numbers have dropped. Good to see Seth Brown drive the baseball again two nights in a row. Alemis Diaz getting a couple hits. Good to see Blade walk and then two walks and have a double. I mean, you can go down the line here. Langoliers with the big shot. Jonah Bride had two hits. One was a double, hit by a pitch. Everybody contributed tonight. I know Ruiz was 0 for 6, but I'm going to look at this lineup tonight and be very thankful. And the star of the night, Jace Peterson, 5 for 5 and two-run shots. Man, this is the night of your career. Here he is after the game, NBC Sports California, Toyota Postgame Live with Brody Brazil and Shooty Babbitt.
Let's get you back out to PNC Park. Jace, good enough to join us here on Post Game Live. Hey, Jace, it's Brody Brazil and Shooty Babbitt. Unfortunately, Johnny Gomes not scheduled to be in here tonight, but I know he would have buttered you up right now. I know you guys go back. I'd ask if you've had a night like this before in your career, but I know you have had a five-hit night. What is this like?
Man, it's always fun when you can get some hits in a game like that and pull off five, but you know, from the first inning, had a double play chance there, and I wasn't able to make the play, so I was pretty upset. But I came in the dugout and told Cap I'm going to get him four hits tonight, and fortunately it worked out, and we got the win.
Jace, there's a lot of guys pulling for you coming over here to the A's. Tim Holt, one guy in particular that has a strong background with you, and he told me that you were the kind of guy that you were tonight. You know, you don't let things bother you. You know how to turn the page very quickly. I mean, redemption was great. You've been brought over here to lead some of these young guys. How does it feel to have a night like you had tonight after making a potential game, you know, decided mistake to right. blow it open the way that you did?
Yeah, you know, baseball's a crazy game, and yeah. you got to try to stay as even keel as you can. You're not going to make every play, and you're not going to get it done every day at the plate. But for me, it's one of those things when you make a mistake on the defensive side, you can change the game on offense and vice versa. If you're not feeling your best at the plate, you can change the game on defense. So for me, it was just trying to continue to have good at-bats, and tonight it just worked out. It was one of those games where it was just kind of meant to be, and it was definitely a special night.
Not just you, Jace, but the entire team. Probably pressing to get a home run, like it had been more than a week since the team left the yard, but also that road losing skid, which also comes to an end tonight. How much even awareness of that was there for you guys in the clubhouse about that?
I think everybody knows exactly where we're at. Sure. We haven't played the ball and won the games that we wanted to win and the capable that we're able to play to. So we know we fell short, but there's a long way to go. I mean, we got 4 months left and a lot can happen in baseball. So for us, it's continuing to get our work in and come and try to win a big league ball game every night. So that's kind of what we're focused on one day at a time, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
At this point in your career, how value has it been for you to be able to move around the infield like you have? I mean, showing the ability to play third base and also second base.
Yeah, you know, I mean, last year I played mostly third in Milwaukee, but throughout my career I've been able to kind of play all over outfield, all the infield spots. So I think versatility is huge in this game, and I think you're seeing that over the years that it's starting to become more prevalent, and there's a lot of guys on each team that can move all over. It makes the manager's job a little bit easier. So, yeah, that's something for kids at home, continue to play all the spots, continue to use your athleticism, and continue to grow as a baseball player. But that's definitely something big in the major leagues, and I'm fortunate to be able to do it, and I love to do it.
Sounds like the grounds crew is working awfully close to you there, so we'll let you go, Jace.
They're right behind me.
Enjoy the rest of your night. Go celebrate those five hits. Appreciate this.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we had the same problem with Noda and Alex Jensen. It's like, guys, it's right after the game. People are going to be doing TV and radio. Can you wait 7 minutes? And it's not like it's a half hour after the game. I mean, do you really, like, soon as the game's over, you've got, I mean, basically they're vacuuming up all the seeds. And I mean, it's just like, really? Can't wait? I mean, it's obnoxious. He's got a good tip for you young ball players, or if you know a young ball player. Great tip. Be versatile. Learn how to play infield and outfield. Yeah, it's also a leaf blower. You're right. That's a total leaf blower. It's like, come on. It's ridiculous. But learn how to play. Learn how to play everything. Don't be like, I'm an infielder. Well, you want a job in the big leagues? You want a job in the minor leagues? You want a job in college? Yeah, college is like a job. Trust me, you get there, you're there to play ball. And wherever they tell you to go and where, however you can get in the lineup and however you can get on the mound, learn to do it all. Learn to be a starter. Learn to come out of the pen. You're a position player. Learn how to play everything. Just don't say, I'm an infielder, I'm an outfielder. Learn how. If you're an outfielder, go in the infield during BP, take ground balls. Learn how to do everything. Because versatility can get you a job. J-O-B. Get you a job. And more than ever, because front offices are so unbelievable and they've changed the game so much that we now got to have so many pitchers, that means you have less guys on the bench. So versatility is even more key because there's less guys. So you can earn a job being somebody, hey, can you play outfield? Can you play infield? Yep, well, you got a spot. Speaking of front offices, if you haven't heard about Jacob DeGrom yet and you're just tuning in and haven't been following baseball today, Jacob DeGrom, who's been the poster boy for everybody with, you know, look how great he is. No, he doesn't give you a ton of starts. No, he doesn't give you a ton of innings. He's just greatness when he goes out there. Strikes everybody out. He's unhittable. Well, he only goes six innings. Maybe seven max. Doesn't matter when he's out there, unhittable. Cy Young years. Hey, he had 200 innings when he won the Cy. The second Cy Young award, he had 200 innings. They don't care. Go out there and strike everybody out. That's what they want. They want everybody to pitch like a closer. Go out there and just dominate. You don't have to give me a ton of innings. You don't have to give me 250 innings. God knows I wouldn't ask you to pitch 300 innings. Most innings, Jacob DeGrom has been called an all-time great by people. Most innings he's ever had, 217. 217, won the Cy Young Award winner. Well, I mean, should say, won the Cy Young. Next year, won it again with only 204. But in the analytics world, when you go out there, 204 innings, and you strike out 255, you dominate for six innings. Greatness. And what happens? I'm going to tell you what happens. His body can't sustain it. Because everything is always full tilt. Fastball, slider. Slider is one of the greatest sliders of all time. His body can't take it. His body has never been able to take it. I saw a list of these injuries he's had all these years. Oh, my God. Now a second Tommy John. Going to be 35 here in June. Not going to maybe see him till next year after the All-Star break, which the Rangers will then baby him then. He just signed a five-year, $185 million extension. He's pitched 32 starts in the last 866 days. That's your front office poster boys. Your front office poster boy. All the front offices looked at Jacob DeGrom. Look at the data. He's the god. He's the god of data, the modern-day pitcher, Jacob DeGrom. For God's sakes, Eno Saris, who's brilliant, our baseball columnist, national columnist that we have on A's Cast Live, still ranked him as of last week as the best pitcher in the game. And I went, what is your guy's addiction to this guy? He can't stay healthy. And what happens? Now he has to have Tommy John surgery and he's out. Mike Petriello would still say he's the best pitcher in the game from MLB.com. These metrics people are so addicted to velocity, they're so addicted to strikeouts, that they're willing to say, I don't care how much he pitches. We're willing to say they don't care how many innings he goes. And it's like, well, then how's he going to help you win? Mets saved him last year because he finally came back from the scapula. They saved him. They had him there for the postseason. And here he is against the Padres. Was it 6 innings? Wait, you saved him all that time for him just to go 6 innings? And the Padres would win that series. They lined it up, too. They had Scherzer. They had DeGrom. They had Bassett. They lined it all up. They went home. And now he signs a 5-year, $185 million deal, and he's having Tommy John for the second time. He's going to be 35 years old. That's your guy. That's everybody's guy. People have come down my road telling me I'm an idiot. He's the best. And I said, he's the outlier. And you know what? He's not the outlier anymore. He's like the rest of them. He's on the scrap heap. Your guy that was greatness. People are saying he's a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer? What? So our new qualification is don't throw a lot of innings and strike out a lot of people, and we think you should be in the Hall of Fame. As of right now, 84 wins for his career. Oh, wins don't matter. Okay. How about starts? 215? That's it? 1,356 and a third innings pitched? That's it? Ah, but Towney's got 1,652 strikeouts. Way more. Look at his K per nine. Okay. The best ability will always be availability. This career, not a Hall of Fame career. He had a lot more to go. What would have happened if Jacob DeGrom didn't throw 98, 99 to 100 every fastball? What if he didn't throw 92 slider? What if he did the Verlander, where at the start of the game you pull back, throw strikes, you're still throwing hard enough, your stuff's still good enough, and I'll reach back and blow you away when I need it. Instead of just doing it full throttle, I'm going to be out there as long as they have me out there, and I'm full throttle. Obviously, through all these years, his body hasn't been able to do it. Now, he got his money. Until for a lot of people, that's all that matters. Well, he got paid. Okay. But what his career could have been. What it could have been. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
And if Jace Peterson gave you a tip to be versatile and play all those positions, let me give you a tip. I understand you want to get drafted. I understand you want to get a college scholarship. But we have been seeing that this new generation, you're just throwers. And all you care about is how hard you throw. And I understand that's being rewarded. But just know you will break down. You will break down. They all do. Great article in USA Today, Bob Nightingale. We've been talking about it all day long. Jacob DeGrom is going to be the 31st pitcher this year, Major League Baseball, this season to have Tommy John surgery. We had 12 guys in May. You will break down. And the majority of you will never make it to the big leagues. It's less than 1% make it to the big leagues. Just know, if you're not pitching and you're just throwing, and every single time you get on that mound and you're throwing it as hard as you can every single time, and you're throwing that slider, you're throwing that split, everything is at max, 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 you will get hurt. You get hurt anyway, I get it, but you will get hurt pitching that way, and you will be a rehab guy. And do you make it out of that rehab? I don't know. Not everybody does. Not everybody does. They make Tommy John out to be, oh, you'll just come back. Not everybody does. Not everybody comes back the same. Not everybody has. And remember, too, with your age, young kids, I can lose a year of baseball when I make millions. But when you're in college, when you're in the minor leagues, and you lose a year plus, that's some valuable, valuable time. You go all out, max effort, every outing, every pitch, you will get hurt. The number 833-625-2278. A's with the win, 11-2. That's a great win. We talk about that, your phone calls, and get you ready for tomorrow morning's action. We almost need to go to bed now. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Reach for the sky. Our drone shows are back and better than ever. Get your tickets for a one-of-a-kind Pixar-themed drone show presented by Coca-Cola after we take on the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday, June 16th. Bring the whole family out to the ballpark and see your favorite Pixar characters light up the sky as you watch drones take flight during this dazzling post-game light show. You won't want to miss this. Tickets start at $10, so buy yours today at athletics.com/droneshows. That's athletics.com/droneshows.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway. They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hit a home run with a low-rate personal loan from First United Credit Union. Their personal loans feature rates as low as 7.99% APR, and you can use the funds however you want. Plus, you could earn $100 when you apply and open a loan with promo code ATHLETICS. For more information or to apply, visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch today.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, Billy. This deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Johan Ramirez looks in, and the 0-1 pitch. That swung on, hit into left field, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. Blade will come in and score, and the A's lead 4-2. So Bride picks up the RBI single as Blade comes in to score, going to second base Peterson, and the A's have a two-run lead.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. After this 11-2 victory, we should all get World Series rings. I'm so excited about this win. Jace Peterson, of just tuning in, 5-for-5, two home runs. Career night. We haven't seen that since Eric Chavez did it in 2005. All righty. I'll give you the finals first. Marcus Semien has a 25-game hitting streak. He is just balling. Semien in this game, 1-for-2, is a two-run double. And Texas beats St. Louis 6-4 after getting that tough news about Jacob DeGrom. Milwaukee 4, Baltimore 3. Cincinnati beat the Dodgers 9-3. They called up their super prospect kid. Let's see how he did tonight. De La Cruz showing off power and speed in MLB debut. You're going to see him on all the highlight shows. Supposedly this kid is something else. Let's see what he did. Box score. God, I don't want the box score. De La Cruz, 1-for-2. Well, there you go. It was Boston beating Cleveland 5-4. Toronto took down Houston 5-1. Hunter Brown lost that one. Kevin Gausman with the win. Both these guys, 5-3. White Sox over the Yankees. Good to see that. How about my Snakes? Torrey Lovello and the Snakes continue to win. Great story. Arizona beats Washington 10-5. Miami stays hot. They win again. How many is that in a row for Miami? Like 6 or 7 in a row? Look out for the Marlins. The A's got the Marlins rolling. Marlins have been playing good baseball. 6-1 victory. It was Philly shutting out Detroit 1-0. They're still trying to get back to 500. Have you guys heard this one yet? Tampa wins again. Tampa 7-0 over Minnesota at home. How many games are these guys going to win? I mean, easily got to think over 100. That's the thing. They won so many games early. People are like, well, if they go 500 from here, they're like 90. They got like 90-something wins. Well, they're not going to go 500. They're going to keep winning, and you're going to see them after this trip. Look out. Games in progress. Mariners lead the Padres at Petco 2-1. That's in the middle of the sixth. Top of the fifth, it's the Angels on top of the Cubs 6-4. Middle of the seventh, Giants in Colorado lead the Rockies 9-2. Sean Manaea on the bump. Ooh, that's scary. And then we got the Braves leading the Mets 5-4 in Atlanta. That's in the top of the eighth inning. What do we got tomorrow? Well, you better go to bed. What's on Deck presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. It is an early game. I mean early. You got 9 a.m. Oh. Hogan Harris. It's Contreras Harris. 9:35 first pitch. Wow. It's going to be an 8:55 right here on A's Total Access on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. 8:55. And it's going to be Johnny and Alex getting it going for you. Greg Brown, the voice of the Pirates, will be on. Tommy Everidge with Johnny Dosco. First pitch at 9:35. Wow. I'm filling in for Brody. Veteran move by Brody to take this game off. I'll be on NBC Sports California. I'll join you in the post-game show after I get done with TV. But Johnny and Alex will have everything for you from beautiful PNC Park at 8:55 a.m. as the A's are trying to make it 2 out of 3. How great would that be? Just get some positive. Let's get some positivity going. That's what we need. Enjoy this win tonight, folks. Enjoy it. Because tomorrow, it's a new day, and you have no idea what's coming at you. But tonight, enjoy it. A fantastic pitching performance by James Kaprielian. Bullpen was good. Jace Peterson was 5 for 5. Not only 2 home runs, but they were 2 run shots. Everybody in the lineup did something. Everybody had a hit but Ruiz. But Ruiz got on. Got on. It was an error. Doesn't matter. He got on. Everybody got on base. Everybody did something. The team won 11-2. And you know what? I'm going to feel good about it. You need to feel good about it. And we'll see everybody tomorrow morning. Get a good night's sleep. Get up early. And we'll get you ready for A's baseball at 8:55 with A's Total Access. A's with the victory over the Pirates 11-2. They're not raising the Jolly Roger tonight. And we'll see everybody tomorrow morning right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now the pitch to Mathias. It swung on and missed, and the A's have won it. Improbable, but a great win for the A's.
On the run is Ozuna. He's at the wall. It carries, and it will go. Opposite field home run for Seth Brown.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Hit to right field and shallow. A trio of A's kept going out. Makes an unbelievable circus catch. And Adell goes back to second. A leaping, diving play by Tony Kemp.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.